Perpindahan kepada sifar karbon khususnya bagi syarikat korporat bukan sahaja memerlukan iltizam tampuk kepimpinan, sebaliknya pengetahuan yang luas. Justru sudut bantuan diperlukan untuk memastikan pemimpin syarikat tahu strategi yang diperlukan untuk memindahkan fokus perniagaan ke arah sifar karbon. Ikuti temu bual editor Ezra Awani Zulfitri Yusof bersama Luis Alvarado Martinez yang merupakan Head of Gaia World Economic Forum.
Kami masih lagi berada di Dubai City Expo. Inilah tempat berlangsungnya COP28 di mana segala dialog peringkat tertinggi yang melibatkan ketua negara, percambahan idea di peringkat saintis, NGO, pakar ekonomi, semuanya ada di sini. Demi akhirnya untuk mencapai dan juga mengatasi risiko perubahan iklim, untuk memastikan suhu iklim dunia tidak naik sehingga 2 darjah Celsius lebih. Kerana itu mungkin malah petaka yang besar yang kita bakal hadapi nanti. Tapi dalam aspek keseluruhannya, untuk melancarkan ataupun menggerakkan segala strategi untuk usaha perubahan iklim ini memerlukan duit, memerlukan dana. Bagaimana negara-negara kaya membantu, bagaimana syarikat-syarikat besar juga mengambil kira. Itu yang akan saya bincangkan. Saya ingin bersama dengan Luis Alvarado Martinez. He is a key person for the Head of Gaia. And I just read your bio or profile somewhere that you work closely with the chief executive officer of the corporation to help them to, for the green action and stuff like that. How can you explain more about that?
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me. Gaia stands for Giving to Amplify Earth Action, as a new muscle and a new effort at the World Economic Forum, which is the international institution for public and private collaboration. So it's really this effort where we say, how can we help CEOs and corporates and companies who need to transition their business models and their value chains towards net zero? How can we help remove different obstacles for them to go faster by bringing other actors, right? The World Economic Forum really historically has brought governments, private sector, civil society, all to design common solutions. Now Gaia is trying to bring philanthropy into that equation, right? We see philanthropies which have a number of catalytic tools, right? Their resources are more agile, more nimble, can reach to places where government and private sector cannot. So if you bring them and align them with what the private sector is struggling with and remove obstacles, the private sector really goes faster.
What's the main reason they struggle, and why it's so difficult to transform their needs and their action, their business model, tend to more greener?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, they say that they're quite green, but it's more to their added value for the company, but nothing goes to the investment and the funding. Is it real? Is it true?
Look, it's a very good question, and it's a complex, right, system. We're talking about climate change. There's so many different moving pieces. When you move one, immediately other systems. So you really need a systems change view. Corporations sometimes struggle with the lack of technical knowledge, a research gap. It can be sometimes they need governments to have a different policy and incentive that allows them to be secure that the pathway is the right one. Sometimes they have financing needs. So it's all about how to say, how do we look at the picture and all of the things that are needed? I bring philanthropies and civil society and governments to really help move. So it's really around aligning everybody's efforts towards
how's
one same
goal. How's your strategy to align all those things?
Well, that's the superpower of the World Economic Forum, right? It's bringing all these different actors who otherwise wouldn't be talking to each other, who are all trying to solve the same problem from different angles, and bringing them into the same room and say, can we design a common pathway? Can we use, if you're a government, your policy tools, if you're private finance, your financial tools, if you're civil society, your advocacy and knowledge tools, and align them towards a common path, right? That is, I think, the magic of the World Economic Forum, and we need more multi-stakeholder solutions, because climate change is a problem that goes beyond borders, goes beyond sectors, goes beyond levels. So unless we all come together to design, we won't be able to solve it.
When we're talking about the philanthropies, it should be quite systematic action needed. There are so many philanthropies, but there's still lack of funding, and it turns to the election. How do you...
Could you repeat that again?
There's so many philanthropies, but still lack of investment and funding towards the action of the green or the climate change. What's happened? How we can picture the whole scenario
So I think one of the challenges that we hear from philanthropists when talking to them is that they think climate change is too big of a problem for them individually to solve. Mm-hmm. They feel that they're...
Just because of lack of knowledge?
Lack of knowledge, okay. Lack of understanding of how they can have an impact. So part of what Gaia is trying to do is inspire more philanthropists to get into the Climate and Nature Challenge, more philanthropists to come together. Right? It's very different if one philanthropy tries to do something than if 100 philanthropies work together with the private sector to move markets. So there's a lot of helping philanthropy transition and understand how their tools can help governments and private sector move faster, how they can be more agile with their resources, and how to build more bridges. Right? Philanthropy, the same as other sectors, have been working very siloed in the past. Yeah. So it's all about bringing public-private philanthropic. Right? Before we were talking about public-private partnerships. Now we think that public-private philanthropic is a vehicle that can help us go faster in shifting markets.
Action should be taken now, and there's no time frame. We work in an emergency period for the climate change. But how do you think the corporate, the big corporation, take the action to be involved with this issue and this topic?
Look, this is part of the core of why the World Economic Forum comes to COP, right? Mm-hmm. We really want to help more action and more deployment of investment when it comes to climate and nature. So it's really by bringing these multi-stakeholder meetings together, where we bring corporates in the same room with governments, with civil society and the philanthropies to discuss common solutions that will allow corporates to move faster, right? Sometimes the issues that corporates face to move faster are not fully understood by other actors. So by us bringing that muscle together, we really can design common solutions. As you said, this is the decade of action. There's a lot of it, a lot of action that is happening, but we need more and we need scale, yeah. Right? So it's how can we take all of the solutions that already exist and almost 100x and go faster by designing common solutions.
The most historic event happened yesterday when all the countries agree and the COP28 agrees to do the funding for the loss and damage. How do you can say about that, and how it should the corporate and the big company or the philanthropy should take part together?
So I think, you know, again, we are very happy with how some of this is progressing. It's all about common solutions. How does the World Economic Forum keep bringing all these partners together to move faster and remove obstacles? So yes, that was a great kind of first step, but we need more. Mm-hmm. And we need to move faster, and because we are here in the UAE and one of the regions most affected by climate change. So we are going to be seeing a lot more of that. So really our role here is to bring people to have consensus to move faster and at scale. Mm-hmm.
You work closely with the politician, you're aware about how they work, and then we do agree that a lot need to be done by the policymaker and the politician. How they should articulate about the issue of the climate change and not make the climate change issue as just a popular issue for the sake of their popularity. Should be based on the facts and based on the action.
Yes,
your opinion.
I think science is very clear, right? But the issue here is that climate change is something that goes beyond borders. So we need global collaboration, global solutions, global mechanisms, and we need every country to align that this is a priority to, yes, decarbonize their own economies, but look at this as we all need to move forward in the same direction. So this is how we see our role, right? It's how do we bring people into those rooms to see this as a global challenge to move in one coherent global way.
Mm-hmm. So after COP28, what it takes you? What's the next plan? What you can do? What's the collaboration that you're looking for with other stakeholder and other partners?
So the World Economic Forum is really known for our annual meeting at Davos. So mm-hmm. Davos in January will be another key moment where to, you know, see the progress that has happened here at COP and really see how do we continue to move the needle, continue to build common solutions between governments, private sector, civil society, philanthropy. So it really is another opportunity for us to continue inspiring the world to move faster and at scale.
World Economic Forum, kita bakal berlaku di Davos. Bulan depan, insyaAllah kami juga akan berada di sana. Perhaps we can meet Louis after this at Davos in January, dan juga itu juga kita melihat bagaimanakah perincian dan juga apa yang dibincangkan di COP28 ini dapat dibawa ke peringkat yang lebih tinggi ataupun di peringkat yang lainnya yang melibatkan pemain-pemain industri dan juga peringkat yang lebih besar seperti di World Economic Forum yang bakal berlangsung pada bulan depan. Sekian saja perkongsian saya di COP28 di Dubai ini. Kembali bersama rakan-rakan di studio.